Here is That Which Is with John Roger. That Which Is presented by MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, a movement dedicated to awakening the spiritual heart within each of us. John Roger is the founder and spiritual advisor of MSIA, the founder and president of the Institute for Individual and World Peace, founder of the Heartfelt Foundation, and other organizations dedicated to improving people's lives. John Roger is a best-selling author, and he has been teaching and conducting seminars for many years. Right after John Roger speaks, we'll tell you how you can obtain more information about MSIA.
It says, love God, the Father within, with all your body, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. So you love the Father in the neighbor. And so you do say, I love the Christ in you. I love God in you. I love that in you. The other person says, well, don't you love me? Do you love that part that just asked? No, it gets in the way. I don't either. Put it out. I like it. Far away. But if you don't love my personality, you can't love me. Wanna bet? We all know that we've loved a person who's dead a lot more than we loved them when they were alive. Oh, I'm not kidding you for a second. I don't want to wait till I'm dead for you to love me. You don't have to wait. You can do it while I'm alive. I'm not a savior, however, you know. But after all, why love the person that you're married to after you divorced and you got a new wife or a new husband? Gee, I wish I'd stayed with Susie. She's sure a lot better than you. Why'd you divorce her? She was a real, you know what? Well, do you want me to be like that? Oh, no. Well, then love me for me. Yeah, but there are a few things I liked about her. Of course. Shakespeare said, the good that we do, and that is evil, are treated differently at the time of our death. We have a difficult time attempting to reconcile the desires of the body, mind, and emotion with the spiritual voice inside that says, don't go do that. It will get you in trouble. Then we pretend that we don't hear it. And we believe that it's okay because it feels okay, or I thought it was okay. Then when the results come in and they're disastrous, then you wonder, why me, God? Why me? Oh, the answer is very, very simple, folks. The answer is very simple. Thoughts persisted in form states of mind. Isn't that true psychiatrically? These people insist on hearing those voices that nobody else can hear. Do you know what I tell them? Now look, I know you're hearing the voice. I get it's real. But you understand that nobody else can hear it. So you'd be further ahead just to listen to it in your spare time when nobody else is around. And don't go telling everybody else what it's saying because they don't follow. They can't get in on it. But if you can get it to record on your machine without your voice, bring it along. I'd like to listen. We all have this hallucinatory thing going called fantasizing, daydreaming, wishful thinking. We do it so much, the thoughts persisted in, start coming back upon us. They seem new, and we think it must be God. God doesn't speak like that. He speaks like that. No, he don't speak like that. He speaks like this. Well, how does he speak? I don't know. Stick around. Wait. Find out. Listen. Be quiet. Shut your mouth. Sit down. I can't. I got too many things to do. This world's slipping by without me. It's slipping by with you, too. You're not getting it. What am I supposed to get? The divine state of consciousness is what you're to get. Not as a thought. If your thought persisted, though, upon the divine state, the form of consciousness would start to be divinity, and you would start manifesting the Christ consciousness here on this planet. And you would be a way sure to everyone around you. For as a man thinketh in his heart, he becomes. But if he doesn't do what he becomes, it becomes terrible. You just can't think good. You can't just feel good. You got to do good. The only way you do good is to do God. The only way you do God is to get in contact with it. The sad thing is, there's so much evidence on this planet right now to refute my statements that it's miserable. And yet, inside of each person, when we take them singularly, and we stop philosophical thought, and we stop defense mechanisms or their prejudicial point of view or the position they've taken or the ego point they're going to manifest, we just stop that. And we come right back to basic, simple things called, what would you do if you thought you'd be dead in a minute? A prayer goes through their mind, their heart. They go, oh, God. Oh, my God, I don't know what I would do. They're praying. It's getting a little late because you've got to get through a lot of junk to find out if, oh, my God says you got that one, not the false imaged one. Not the one that you make up that you transfer around periodically to please yourself. That one isn't worth shot and powder to blow it to hell. But it's already there, so it doesn't need shot and powder. And it doesn't have enough brains to blow your nose. It's stupid, but it's got you. Called your mind, your emotions have created your reality, and you're stuck in it, and you're stuck in it, and you're stuck in it. That may be good news. We know where to find you. That's also pretty tough news. I'm stuck in it. How do I get out of it? Well, it boils down to one primary simple thing. If you got enough loving, if you've got enough love, I didn't say love. We all got enough love because that's us inside. Loving means reaching out, touching. If you got enough loving inside, your body starts to form into that thing we call longevity, good life, wonderful friends. Gee, I'm glad to be here. I'm so blessed to know you, is to look forward to that new baby, is to look forward to that old husband that you've been married to for eons. You keep coming back and doing it over and over. Why? I like him. Or I'm stuck. Well, if you're stuck, like it, and then you'll like what you're stuck with, and what you're stuck with, you'll like. That isn't the way the Gestalt to say it, but this is good enough. You know, if you choose what you have, you'll have what you choose. That isn't true. I didn't choose this. I'm a victim. Where's my... I'm being victimized by all these people. Oh, you love it. You know you do. Is it true that I'm being victimized? Only if I hold that thought. What if I can't see how I'm not? Doesn't matter. There's a lot of things I haven't been able to see that were so. Lots of things. I can't see how my friends from South America speak Spanish and understand each other. But they do. But do I have to understand it? Or can we just do it? Do I have to understand that they're going to like this before we do it? Or can we do it and trust that is inside of them will know truth when it's spoken and move on that And that that isn't, they'll drop it aside. But that truth for them is not the truth for these. So each one then persists in their own truth. And those thoughts persisted in form your state of mind. But remember, truth is a perception. You can't even declare it. But if somebody says, well, this is how I perceive the truth, I listen to them. If they say, here's the truth, I usually get up and start walking out. Why? Truth doesn't come through in reflected energy. It comes through as a knowing, as an essence, as a realness, as something that is more powerful than your breath. It hits you and you go, and they say, what was it? You say, let's talk about something else. Why? Because I can't tell you what that was. They say, did it feel sort of like, and did it taste like chocolate chip cookies would taste? And was it warm like a sunshine and beautiful like a sunset and cuddly as a little baby and as lovely as the person you married? Yeah, that's the truth. Oh, wow, I just had the truth. Yeah, but that doesn't count. You gotta keep in it. No, I want to go around and tell everybody about this truth. Some of you know this person I've talked about. I used to say it's 15 years ago, but it's getting more like 30 now. And I understand that he's still going around talking about the enlightenment he had 30 years ago. He hasn't had anything recently, but his books still sell good. That's enlightening. I mean, keep pitching one book long enough, somebody's going to buy it to see what's in it. Maybe if I keep pitching long enough towards your divine essence, you might start looking in there. But you're going to have to persist past everything you think, everything you've thought, everything that you will think. That'll be a good one. Or what anybody else thought, thinks, or will think. You got to be able to outlast everything, endure to the end. And you got to do it, and you got to do it, and you got to do it. And it'll be tiring in the personality. And the further you get from the divinity in your personality out there, thinking about next week, next year, next month, the tireder it gets, the more you come back on your personality and hear of this right now, I can just be quiet, I can be peaceful, I can be calm, the energy starts to come up inside of you. Sometimes, if you've been doing things to your body that are negative, when that energy comes up, it'll make you sleepy, it'll make you tired, it'll make you nervous. It lets you know you're out of line with the flow of energy that is you. Soul doesn't have to be resurrected. It's pure. The spiritual body that is in this body must be resurrected. We do that through spiritual exercises, by tying and connecting energies together in and through the body, through every part of us. We start to identify the spiritual thing that made this body. And the more we do that, the more vibrant life becomes in us. That vibrancy travels through every dimension, space and time, when it's on spirit. When it's not, your yell for help is not heard by anyone. No one can hear your yell for help. But whimper in the spirit, and all creation turns and lifts you up. Complain in your personality, and people walk away. But let the spirit just sigh, and God reaches in and lifts you up. Not according to you, but according to the Spirit in you. In you. We've come to the place in life, and maybe it's a sad place, where we've looked at the other person as being somebody different, somebody alien. And to prove that true, we persisted in negative thoughts about them. We persisted in being right in our statements of judgment. We insisted. And the part of them that's divine and the same part that's divine in me that's in you. It's only one God. Boy, there's a whole lot of approaches to it. That's nice. Gee, if it weren't, it's sure going to be crowded in one little place. It's going to be a real sanitation problem, I tell you that. Just to move that this group is one group. And in this group, is each person as an individual can be looked at as an individual in the personality, in the physical, and loved in the group, in the spirit, but can never be treated as a group. Don't you treat me like a group. That's a statistical average, and I don't fit. But love me as me, and love the group as me, and I'll love you, and I'll love the group, and I'll go into the essence that is God within. And when I love that me that is God, I've loved it in everybody. And there is no difference. The difference is our awareness, our willingness to go in, to sacrifice all things at all costs, to seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. My God, seek first. And all things will be added unto you. Are you going to be able to handle that? That's the question. Oh, I don't think so. I don't know what I'll do. Well, I can't go into the kingdom of heaven then. Just go and sit at the gate. Put your toe across the line. See what happens. Try it out. Lean into it. Not me. I'm going to run and jump right in the center. What? You're careful. 4 billion of you are going to hit in the middle of the air, and there'll be nothing but a splotch. Maybe that'll be a black hole space. Are there any real choices then? Well, the choice is, yeah, there's a choice. How long are you going to put up with your misery until you move to your happiness? Well, I've been like this for so long. Thoughts persisted in. Form your state of mind. I know you've been that for a long time. Change your thinking. Take some insight trainings to open up the essence of the wisdom of the heart and start moving into your wisdoms. The wisdoms are the spirit. I keep going over and over this thing in my mind. It just won't leave me alone. I know, because you started up there. Yeah, but why did I start up there? You wanted to be individual, unique, and fulfilled desires, and it pushed you down and you fell. Do you know in the Garden of Eden there were two trees and they were far apart from each other? One was called the Tree of Life. That's us. Spirit. The other was called the Tree of Good and Evil, knowledge. And if you eat of the Tree of Knowledge, you'll be as God, knowing good from evil. God doesn't know good from evil. How do I know? He told me. There's no evil in God's kingdom. There is only God's goodness, God's life, God. And we are allowed, through that essence of God, to corrupt the conscious spiritual energy and move it wherever we want to. We're allowed that because of a loving God who says, this, my beloved, is how you will learn if you must learn. And gives us chance after chance after chance after chance. Then we complain bitterly. In fact, it even says in the Bible, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, in the book of Job. Go read the whole thing. It doesn't say that. It has a lot of other things that tells you all about that. It doesn't say that. Somebody took that out because it fit the situation, made somebody feel good. Oh, Lord, the Lord took away your wife. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. No, the wife left because they persisted in being sick, making sick, and died of it. Didn't have anything to do with the Lord. He was busy loving. Oh, God, well, who's given and taken? I don't know. I like to find out because I like to get some of the taking part taken away from me and some of the given to me. Then what have I got to do? I have to hold in my mind what I want long enough to get it. Not till I think I should get it. Get it real clear. Not till I think I should get it. Because I already thought that and I didn't get it. This effect is the body you now have. You are this way because you chose to be this way because you thought about it and went this way. And if you don't like that, that's not my fault. On that one, I'm innocent. Now, I'm guilty of a few others, but I'm innocent on that one. You did that and all by yourself. I did this one by myself. My mother and dad helped. Not much, because while they were getting together to make sure that the hereditary is going to be passed on, my spirit was there making sure that the cells came together, making sure that it came in line with what I'm to do. Boy, am I sure glad that I got a spirit. Am I sure glad I got a soul? Am I sure glad I know that? There's nothing quite so fun as to know, this is really fun, that some part of you can't die. There's really a tickle in that. It gets amazing. Everybody worries about it. You know, they'll repossess my car, my house, die. Why? Let them have your body too. You need it. You want to come back again, you just make another. This time, come back in a wealthy family. Don't be so stupid. But you see, I can't because, that's right, this cause and effect continues on because it is tied in with that part of you that is the mind and the emotions that you have to have for this level of existence here, and you have to have it. And when you come sweeping back down with that soul, pure and clean, saying, boy, this lifetime is going to be real sweet, and on comes that mind, you go, what was that? Boy, that's dirty looking stuff. Oh, well, I'm still going to make it. What's that? Geez, those emotional feelings, I don't need that. And before you know it, the winds of karma have you in the body, and you're going, wah! I was talking to a yogi in spirit the other day, and I said, well, you know, why not? You talk to yourself, don't you? Well, I was talking to a yogi. He answered back. I didn't get it on record, but he said, please don't record this. Who am I to get against the yogi? Why do people who study Hindu philosophy think that when a baby cries, it's because it knows that it's leaving God? He said, my son, because that's true. I said, that isn't true. He's crying because he saw what he came into. That kid is stupid. He said, oh, how did I get here? I don't want it. I hate it. Why? Because he's got to live it. And you know what the mothers and fathers do? They tell the kid, that's right, you little heathen. If it weren't for you, I'd be happier. I got to work to feed you, you ungrateful little wretch. You little you. Well, you know what the second little is, don't you? So this kid grows up with all this great lot of self-esteem of worthlessness. I'm the most worthless one around. That's great self-esteem. Well, you missed that. Back to the drawing board. If you can't stay with this, I'll go home. Okay, usually I start out and it's hilarious, and then it gets serious at the end. This time I got serious at the beginning, and I'm getting hilarious at the end. Now you know it's coming to the end, unless you don't think this is hilarious. Let me go back to that part about some part of you never dies. It's real funny. It feels good. Everybody liked that one, right? But yeah, it does bring up an interesting question. If that's all true, why don't I know it? Because you keep persisting and looking out there into death. And that's why you know death. I don't want to know death. Well, there's no way out except through that initiation. Wait. Death, something new. I don't want to die. I don't want death. You say there's no way out except through death, that initiation. Yep. Don't tell me that that's the fifth one. I mean, after I go through the four, the physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, and the soul, then I gotta die? Yeah, but it'll be easier. You'll be gone before the body knows it. Oh, how's that work? Well, that part I told you that doesn't die, that's alive, you're gonna get into that. You're gonna become aware of that. And that's gonna fill up all of you. And that's gonna contain your thoughts and your feelings. And that's gonna contain you. And you're going to ride out on that. And you're going to just be speaking the word of God with all this dynamite energy inside of you. And you'll be in heaven about an hour and a half before the devil even knows you left. Be careful, though, because some of you don't know it, but the devil has also been in the heavens, Beirush Beishan.
John Rogers' closing words were Beirush Beishan, which means the blessings already are. The blessings, the ideas, and the concepts which you've heard are just a small part of the abundance of material John Roger has shared with us over the years. If you would like a free book by John Roger, Journey of a Soul, call this number, 1-800-899-2665. You can send email to servicedesk@msia.org or write to That Which Is, Post Office Box 513-935, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051-1935. This has been That Which Is with John Roger. Thanks for joining us.